Roy Eldridge became a major force in the development of jazz trumpet, partly because he didn't know any better. As a teenager in the 1920s, he was not an admirer of the great Louis Armstrong. Instead, he patterned his trumpet style on the saxophone work of Coleman Hawkins, seemingly oblivious to the fact that saxophone is much easier to play than trumpet. Eldridge got his first job as a professional trumpeter playing, note for note, Hawkins' solo on Fletcher Henderson's Stampede. Eldridge never recorded his version, but picture a 16-year-old kid playing this sax solo on trumpet in 1927, and you'll get an idea of his raw talent and his lack of realism. When Roy Eldridge finally heard Armstrong in person in 1932, he became a fan like everyone else. Eldridge figured that if he could combine the speed and daring he had already with Armstrong's genius for constructing a solo, he'd be on to something. He was right. He got his first big break with Fletcher Henderson, with whom he recorded this trumpet and vocal feature in 1936.
Mary lost a little lamb, now you better be careful, baby. Mary had a little lamb, but he disappeared tonight. Mary couldn't find a lamb, oh, you better be careful, baby.
In 1941, Roy Eldridge became featured soloist with, and the only black member of, drummer Gene Krupa's big band. There he played spectacular solos and engaged in some good-natured musical jive. But Eldridge did his best work in the late 30s and the 1940s with small groups. His light sound and fleet conception won the admiration of the emerging bop trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie. Through Gillespie, he influenced virtually every jazz trumpeter to follow. On a 1944 recording with his early idol Coleman Hawkins, Eldridge's typically modern approach to rhythm, harmony, and line made him sound a bit like a bopper himself. As Eldridge wasn't enamored of every new development in jazz. He was a widely quoted critic of avant-gardist Ornette Coleman. But in 1960, as a gesture of solidarity with some younger rebels, he recorded with bassist Charles Mingus and saxophonist Eric Dolphy. Thank you. Roy Eldridge continued to work and record until he retired in 1980. His impact on the jazz trumpet is hard to overestimate, but his legacy extends to all jazz musicians, not just trumpeters. By example, he reminded them that they needn't draw inspiration only from players of the same instrument they themselves play, and needn't be restricted to what's supposed to be possible on their horns. Roy Eldridge proved that in jazz, even the impossible is possible.